this morning, I need me an ounce. Then I had to make the call to Smoker's Lounge. Shit, it says slide through, we blowing a pound. I said, I'm on my way now, what's going down? Then I pulled up, shit was way too loud. Zigzags everywhere, ain't no backing out. So high up in the sky, ain't no coming down. That's how I feel when you come to the Smoker's Lounge.
One joint, two joint, three joint, four. I can't get enough, I need to roll some more. One joint, two joint, three joint, four. I can't get enough, I need to roll some more.
At the Smoker's Lounge.
Roll up, get high.
At the Smoker's Lounge.
Get high, roll up.
At the Smoker's Lounge.
Roll up, get high.
At the Smoker's Lounge.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Smoker's Lounge, where we smoke a lot of weed.
Yeah.
We talk a lot of smoke. I'm your boy, Los, the host with the most smoke. Today, it's a Monday night smoke session. We're in the building. Got Luis, Joey.
Yo.
Monique is out today, but she is with us. She's in the comments, man. Shout out to Monique, man. She's out there busting her ass
on this Monday.
Chilling. Yep, yep. What's up, man? What you do this weekend?
Oh man, worked. It's cold.
It is getting cold, bro. They're talking about
bone chilling.
This is supposed to be the coldest. It's supposed to snow out here, bro.
Ooh.
Did you hear that?
No.
It's supposed to snow.
I believe it. I believe it. But I think the last time I saw snow was probably back in, I think it snowed for a couple hours back. It was in junior high. And it snowed.
Well, you're talking about the 60s.
80. I'm going to say like 88, right before the earthquake.
Right, maybe? Right. I remember. It snowed a little bit.
Yeah, for like maybe an hour or so, but enough to just come down and melt by the time it got to the ground. But it kind of snowed a little bit. I mean, my grandmother said it snowed really good back in the day. So what happens that? What happens that happens though again? Snows and just covers everything.
I really hope not.
That'd be crazy, wouldn't it? You know, the earth's coming to the end.
You gotta pull out your shovel, your snow shovels and shit.
Hey, that's what all these women buy the Uggs for, and the snow boots. They're prepared.
Just spray them.
And then the men got the Crocs, put them on a sports mode.
Sports mode.
Yeah, man. Shout out to everybody tapping in. Monique wants to know, even though she's not here, Monique wants to know what you're smoking on, what you're smoking in, and who you smoking with. We smoking a fat ass. We just got done rolling. Joey rolled this, but we rolled what you got? Canagar?
Russian cream actually is pretty good. It smells really good. Here it is, Russian cream. One of the new flavors they have.
Yep, shout out to Cali Guards.
Yeah, you know.
Team No Spit,
team
man.
Team No Spit. You know, this is the shit right here. It smells just like. I'm not going to lie to you. Those Russian cream wraps, so you got to stay away from me.
So, that's with the wood tip right there that you wrote right
there. Yeah.
Now, right?
Yeah, I put two tips inside the wood tip.
So, we got a jar of glass tips here, right? You want to roll this next one? I like smoking out of glass tips.
Yeah. Here. Any good tip because it's a better draw. Sometimes you get so big a fat of a hit, you get fucking start getting dizzy and shit. That's when you get a fat hit.
So good shit. We got lots to talk about tonight, right?
Yeah,
we have
the Cat Williams rant still, and he keeps going and going.
Right, we got Gypsy Rose.
That bitch ain't gonna stop either,
bro. That you know what's crazy? Look, I think that she is a master manipulator. I think that bitch needs to be locked up.
She's going to be rich here in a couple of years.
Right.
And that's crazy because she has a book. They're going to try to do a movie. She's doing.
And she's got a whole documentary coming out.
Prison Confessions.
She got a book coming out. Right. So she's not dumb.
No.
Right.
She's capitalizing. Not dumb. Somebody told her to capitalize. Somebody was in her ear and it had to be like her new boyfriend.
Her new boyfriend?
Her husband.
That's right, man. So, for you guys that don't, I mean, I'm sure everybody knows about Gypsy Rose, right? And fucking
the documentaries,
right? If you haven't, go watch that series, right? It's a series.
There's a few of them out there. So, there's the documentary, the docuseries, and I think there is some kind of. I'm not sure about a movie. I think there is one on Hulu, but I didn't see that one. I just Just documentary.
Lifetime got a different one.
Yeah. I don't know. She's smart because they were going to have her capitalize on her story, like everybody else would. I mean, if you're going to be in prison, from what you're, if your parents did that to you, I mean, hell yeah, wouldn't you have a story?
So she master planned that whole killing of her mom.
You think so?
Yeah, no. Bro. You don't think so, Joey?
I mean, I think
the series, bro.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think she sat there. I mean, it was trying to get out. And like, you know, like, I mean, but I think
it's not the only way, man. Yeah. I mean,
if you were tortured like that, I mean, she had shit removed. She had.
Right. Don't blame her.
No, yeah. I don't blame her. I don't blame her for doing what she did.
It's not right.
It ain't.
I don't know. I mean.
But do you think that fucking she should still be locked up?
Yeah. Yeah, why not? I think 7 years is long enough. They should give her a dub.
At least a dub. At least doing the same time. Look, let me tell you something. If I try to hire a hitman to kill Monique, I'd be in fucking trouble, dog.
Yeah.
I'd be
just
in trouble.
For that alone, you get time.
Right.
Very good point. He's got a good point. She kind of did the same thing.
That's kind of the same thing. She was trying to fucking manipulate somebody to fucking kill her mom.
But she was looking for in danger.
Out. She was looking for a way out.
I think that's why they gave her the benefit of the doubt. Probably the only reason she's out.
Monique in the comments said he should be released too. Do you think so? You got a couple. Look, man, when you now you're just letting.
Yeah,
he wanted to taste that dark side. You heard him. He said I had a
that date. Gave him the opportunity,
bro.
There's people who take advantage of people like that. You know, there's a story just the other day I was reading.
Let me tell you, dude, it didn't take much convincing.
No.
For him. You know what I'm saying? That's scary. When your girlfriend's like, hey, will you help me kill my mom? And you're like, yeah. Right? Like, that's not a lot of convincing right there, bro.
He was not right in the head either. So, I mean, it's like, when you have two not rights and it's not going to work out. You know what I mean?
True that.
I mean, I was just reading a story.
It didn't work out for them.
No, because people like that can be manipulated in other ways. Because this girl was found in Tracy just the other day. She was from San Jose.
Oh yeah,
and she had a phobia.
No, Walnut Creek,
somewhere. No, well, they said Tracy, but what it was she was afraid of her life, and she was paranoid. And this guy took advantage of that, told her to come to my house, and you'd be safe. And then off, dude. See, right. People like that. You know, they take advantage. Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's people out there who will take advantage and they find their weakness. Damn. And they'll, it was in the paper the other day, dude.
That's a cold move.
Yeah. So, I believe she should be in prison still. They should have gave her a dub.
Hold on. Ill Jokes in the comments got a good question. He said, question for the loungers, would you have a higher survival rate swimming to shore through a group of sharks or walking through a group of gorillas?
I'm going to take the sharks, dude. No, actually the gorillas.
Yeah.
You'll
blend right in, huh?
Yeah.
Well, you might outrun them.
There's a video going around saying if you encounter sharks, you just push them away by the nose.
Okay, go ahead. Go give that a try. Yeah. Okay. Let me see you go
then
push it.
The gorilla theory is...
Get off of me, shark.
The gorilla's theory is just like a bear. You're supposed to stand your ground. Don't move.
Okay, but what happens when he fucking...
Well,
I think nothing's
going to... When it comes to gorilla, I think what's going to happen is once you shit yourself...
I don't think they like that.
You're done.
Bro,
he's going to laugh at you.
Yeah, he's going to shit you. Once you shit yourself, you're done. You're going to be ripped in pieces, dude.
He's going to be like, I smell it.
I smelled you shit your pants. I smell it.
No, he shit his pants. And then he's going to tell everybody.
They're kind of both fucked up, dude, because if you can't swim, you're fucked. If you got to fear big gorillas, dude, you're still fucked. So, I mean, I don't know. I think my survival rate, I would go with the gorillas.
I would not go in the water with the sharks. I'd go head up with some gorillas.
Yeah. I'm going to go head up with some gorillas.
Yeah.
I'm going to play dead.
Yeah.
First hit.
Yeah. They should have gave her a dub. And
so, look, when... She even, like, dude came to the fucking front door, right, to kill the mom. And she's like, yo, don't even touch the front door until you put those gloves on. Then I'll come outside. Like, that's like she was already manipulating, bro. She was in control of the whole situation. She planned everything.
You see,
right? And even in the, you can see even interviews going on right now, right? Talking about, she was like, well, technically, I'm not the one that killed her, so I don't consider myself a killer.
Let me ask you a question.
She said that
he was following the directions.
She was like, even though that she was like, we planned it, it all got planned from there, but I'm not the one that killed her. So I don't, she said, I don't identify as that. That's what she said. Okay. I don't identify as a murderer.
So do you think she's going to slip up here soon? And like,
bro, I think she's a master manipulator, dog. Everybody is fucking wanting to watch her shit, bro. She's got movies coming out. She's got books coming out, bro. Like, her husband needs to be careful. Like, dude, he's stupid. Like, did you not just see what she did to her other husband? You don't think that you're fucking just bait, bro?
Huh.
Fuck that. Yeah.
I don't know. It's going to happen where she's going to slip up, I think. She's going to slip up. The more interviews she gives, she's gonna forget her fucking story. Something's going to happen. She's going to slip up. Something's going to come out where she's going to criminalize herself, dude.
Okay, so Monique says she's down to fucking swim with the sharks. Fuck the gorillas. Ill Joke said he would rather fucking drown too. There's a possibility, dude, like fucking swimming to shore. You know what I'm saying?
Well, there's people that's been around sharks that swam and then ain't attacked.
Walking through.
So.
Nah, you ain't gonna walk through a fucking. You ain't walking through a group of gorillas, bro.
You gotta stand your ground, Los.
You ain't fucking walking through a group of gorillas without stepping on their toes, bro.
No, you cannot show fear.
Oh, bro, I'm gonna go in there and punch the first one I see. Bow!
I see.
You gotta go for the big one, bro. Yeah. Hit him in the head with the chair. Bow.
I'm just saying, you just can't show fear.
He said, I put my hands up.
I mean, because look at it. There's photographers and there's people that are filming these fucking things, right? And they're right up close with them.
That's because they have a motherfucking gorilla trainer right there saying, that means to fucking bow down. Don't even look at him in his eyes. They have somebody training them right there, dude. Somebody telling them, oh, that posture means get the fuck out of here. Don't go over there. Oh, he's telling you right now that he's going to fuck you up. Like that, we don't have that, Joe.
And don't shit yourself. If you shit yourself, dude, it's a wrap, dude. That's when they tell you shreds because they know they got you by then, dude. You're wrap.
Moni said that's not what she said. She'd rather drown with the sharks.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Gypsy Rose, man, that whole shit right there. I personally believe that she is a master manipulator, and somebody's in her ear though. Somebody's getting paid with her.
She's gonna fuck up a slip. She's gonna slip.
Yeah, she's gonna. Yeah, somebody
and
else.
She's gonna incriminate herself.
Look, somebody else is gonna die around her watch, bro. Yeah. And
you have to once you're in Hollywood. You
know? Yeah,
that's crazy. Oh, that's what happened. She sacrificed her mom, dog.
She sacrificed
her mom for the fame. Y'all not see that?
There it is.
Fame.
They say sacrificials.
Yep.
So, you know, I mean, what about Cat Williams? I just want to know about Cat Williams. This thing is the most viewed interview ever. And killing the game by dropping dimes. I mean,
that was basically lying on him. He was just clearing the air.
I mean,
he didn't give a fuck in this interview either, bro. He went out on everybody. And he ain't lying, though.
Not one person said he's lying.
No, he ain't lying, bro. He's just exposing. He's just, you know, there's some certain shit that when you get to a certain level, right, there's unspoken rules and shit, bro, that you guys don't speak about. And he's speaking about that type shit.
That's crazy, though. I mean, something pissed him off. Somebody pissed that man off.
They're probably threatening his life.
It was probably
like, all right.
He said it. It's the Illuminati fucking naughty, bro.
Yeah, because, I mean, he don't give a fuck. I mean, he even went to Kevin Hart's hometown to do a show. And, I mean, he went as far as calling him out.
Well, he said Kevin Hart don't sell out shows like he does.
Yeah, and then, you know. Oh, and then I lie. We forgot about it. You know, he's Ice Cube. I mean, he went through everybody. I mean, he went like 20 different people. And unless somebody pissed you the fuck off, like you said, the Illuminati, he don't give a fuck. He's just like, psh, psh, psh.
Probably threatened his life. And he's like,
but he's don't see him with too much security. He's talking shit still?
Yeah, he was lying about not taking hard drugs. When he when he got locked, when he got fucking put in a headlock by that little 12-year-old boy,
yeah,
he was on one, bro.
Oh yeah, he was coked out.
He was coked out. He was out there fucking, he just pulled over to shoot a game of hoops. Get the fuck out of here, bro. Get out of here.
He was
on one.
He just bought a sack and they're like, come on, come play some basketball real quick. Let's make it look good.
He really does shit like that though, fool.
Right.
That fool really does do shit like that.
I mean, he went down the line though. I mean, Diddy right now is the one that's the main focus of a lot of people. Mace, Cat,
right.
People are just saying that so Friday he's queer.
Are they reopening Tupac's fucking? Is that already been reopened?
Well, yeah, because I do keep
under investigation. Well,
Keefe D. They're saying that Keefe D was hired by.
They're trying to
Diddy for a million bucks.
He's got to pay a lot more money now.
Oh, that ain't nothing.
For Diddy.
Yeah. But yeah, they're reopening that shit, huh? Hey. So and they after that fool, man.
Maybe Cat Williams knows something more than other people know.
Yeah, he talks about it all the time. He talked about it in the Pimp Chronicles, bro. Where, you know what I mean? He talked about fucking going to the secret party mansions and shit, bro, and seeing weird shit happening in certain doors. He's not the only one that talked about that.
I know, but the people he's name dropping though. I mean, Jonathan was Smiley fucking. They got Steve Harvey,
right.
Kevin Hart, Ludacris, Ice Cube. This list goes on.
Right. But if you look at it, he ain't lying.
The Santa Claus from Friday After Next.
Jonathan was his name? Jonathan wasn't, I forgot what it was, but
so yeah. they show fucking clips of Steve Harvey reusing some of his jokes and shit.
Yeah.
Like, and he might like tweak a word here and there, but it's the same shit. It's the same shit.
Different writer.
Right. Not even, bro. It's damn near the same shit. Same joke.
Yeah, so somebody took his joke, yeah.
So do you think there's going to be repercussions for what he's doing?
Who, Steve Harvey?
No,
Cat Williams.
Oh.
Do you think this motherfucker might get beat up or shot?
This is what's going to end up happening. They're gonna make him look crazy, okay? They're going to say he goes to a fucking doctor, a fucking psych ward, right? You ain't going to see him. Just like they did fucking Kanye West. Right? And then he's going to come back smiling and all Google-eyed and shit, bro. Like, you know what I mean? And,
Jamie
you know,
Foxx.
And Jamie Foxx.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Fuckers, man.
What, you think he was clone Luis?
No, I think he was doped up.
No.
Who? Jamie Foxx or Cat?
Cat?
Cat Williams? No,
fool, that was all.
Kanye was definitely, they was definitely fucking with him.
Yeah, he had blonde hair. Remember, he had blonde hair.
Dude, I mean, he's getting chopped up on the in the middle of the fucking the Venice boats and shit, dude.
What
remember,
do you mean chopped up.
He was getting
who?
Kanye.
I didn't see
he
that.
He was getting head.
Yeah,
I did not see that.
And then that's when he got booted off that fucking I forgot one of his companies because of the images that he was portraying.
Didn't even see that.
Yeah, and then they're running around. She's running around half naked. He's wearing these outrageous suits.
That chick.
Yeah, I mean, people's even said he was off his meds or he was on meds. So, Cat Williams, you think this fool's going to be where he's kidnapped, stabilized, injected, and cloned, and then released, or what?
I hope not.
What do you mean? Not released?
No, I mean, I hope he don't get cloned. Right. He's one of the last of the few left that... He does good for communities and shit like that, bro.
Yeah.
He spends money on the communities and shit like that.
Yo jokes in the comments said he didn't say nothing about Dave Chappelle.
Yeah, he's never said Chappelle.
You can't, bro.
Dave Chappelle
paved the way, bro, for all of them.
Yeah. Not only that, dude. You can't really say. I mean, I'm pretty sure Chappelle, after what he's been through with Comedy Central, he wasn't doing too much anything anyway, but at home with his wife in Ohio. I mean, he didn't make it to...
And they told us he was in Africa smoking crack?
Yeah, or some stupid shit.
And he was in Ohio?
But, I mean, it's going to happen to Cat. I think, like I said, something's going to happen to where they get this fool, get him all, and next thing he's all googly-eyed back, or like, oh, like, nothing happened. Like, I didn't say that.
Right.
It's going to happen.
Right. Let's take it back, man. What do you guys in the comments think, man? Do you guys think Gypsy Rose should be locked up still? Do you think they should have released her? And
he's trying to start a petition. Lock her ass back up, man.
She's a fucking psychopath, manipulating.
She's a menace to society,
right? You know, yeah. Fucking. You know,
stupid.
There's one thing, fucking being a manipulator, but when you manipulate people to kill them and shit, bro, you need to be locked up somewhere.
That stupid cunt.
Right. Put in the comments, man, if you guys think that she needs to be locked up, petition her. We just need enough signatures. And Cat Williams, man, do you think...
I think, like I said, he's going to get kidnapped and nebulized.
You think he's going to get Kanye'd?
Cloned? I hope not.
Like you said, he's going to come back all
fucked
up.
Love Cat. Cat's
yeah,
funny
he's being real
shit.
Right now, but if you guys remember, Dave Chappelle did a skit called When Keeping It Real Goes Wrong.
You know what I mean?
And what's going to happen is he's going to keep it really real, and it's going to go really wrong for this fool, and that's what's going to happen. Right now, we're just seeing the beginning of the end. Mark my words.
Well, that's what I actually think that's what's happening, bro, and that's the reason why he did it now. He's probably like, already getting threatened.
Remember in the interview,
like, something's gonna happen. I need to say something.
Hey, in the interview, you gotta remember, he says that he's filthy rich. Remember, he said that. Remember, he was talking. Oh, I carry that in my pocket. Talking about a quarter mil or something like that. He had something Now, if he carried that in his pocket, what did he do for that money? Because I mean, yeah, he sold out. He's talking. Yeah, that guy sold out his arenas. But what? 20 years ago.
He's done a lot of work, bro.
Yeah, but you got to remember, taxes got higher. Mm-hmm. These guys, the people like him are doing voiceovers now for cartoons or fucking, you know what I mean?
I need to do that.
Or going overseas. A lot of people don't realize these people go overseas to Japan and they make commercials. Snoop Dogg does it. Yeah, he goes all over the place to make commercials. Japan, China, Australia.
Yes.
Australia.
Ruben in the comments said E.T. is here.
Yeah. Oh,
hey, what's up? Shout out to Ruben. What's up?
That's right.
Whoever Ruben is.
That's my little bro. So,
oh, shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't know he was into E.T. and actually Aliens, but if he's ever seen them, well, shit, dude, you
know
what I mean?
You probably know my cousin.
Okay, yeah. So more and more footage just keep coming out. Right,
of aliens, of this,
Miami,
of Miami, of the fucking 10-foot alien. Now the government is set to fucking just announce that they've been hiding and known about 10-foot aliens.
Yeah,
so this is something that's like you could Google that shit. It's fixing to come out, bro. So what the fuck, right? And did you see the fucking videos of the fucking portals opening?
Yeah.
Up?
Yeah, man. That's why when they said it was young people or kids and were throwing fireworks in the mall, and after you show that video, I understood why when they meant fireworks and young kids, because after that portal opened.
But that's something that Men in Black's gonna say. They're gonna come in there and flashy thing you. Boom, they're gonna be like, "All right, look, guys, yeah. It was just fucking fireworks."
Well, it hasn't worked yet because we're talking about it. So,
well, we wasn't there. We didn't get flashy.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah,
we didn't get flashed.
Yeah, flash. Period. Huh?
Luis wants to be
flipped. Like I asked before in that episode, do you think we're going to see more close encounters in the next couple years, next five years?
I think that the government is going to stage a fake alien invasion, right? And then they're going to project a fucking Project Blue Beam and shit due to where Jesus Christ comes back and saves everybody.
Operation Go Get Him.
Right, and then we're all gonna be
who's gonna be Jesus Christ though?
They can project
Elon Musk.
No, they can project that shit, bro. They can project it. Did you not see the whales that they can project, like coming out of the fucking school gym and floating in the skies?
Yeah.
If they can project a fucking whale that looks like a whale floating in the sky, you don't think they can project Jesus Christ coming out of the fucking clouds? It's over. Once they do that, it's over.
I want to see. I'm with Monique on this one. We need to go to Area 51. Not to where we're going to get fucking caught up.
Monique can go to Area 51 and get shot.
We'll drop you guys off 100 yards away.
Yeah. They make good cameras.
We're going to be up there with the guys in the white trucks. No, you guys can see these dumbass right there.
No. See, the difference is she wants to go knock on the damn door. I want to be on the street looking.
And watching her.
Yeah, watching. Yeah. I don't want to go knock on the door, but imagine how much activity is out there right now. Imagine the light show that's going on out there right now. I mean, just
you see killer jokes.
He said, "Hell yeah!" He said, "It wasn't aliens. It was his girlfriend,
ex-girlfriend.
Oh, his ex-girlfriend."
Ex-girlfriend running the street.
It happens.
Shout out to the loungers, man. Give yourselves a round of applause, man. Appreciate you guys. We could be anywhere in the world, but you're here chiefing it up with us
on this Monday. Actually, today is Martin Luther King Day.
I know.
Just a quick shout out to Martin Luther King, because I mean, if it wasn't for his dream,
bro, that's why everybody's out there fucking partying, dude.
That just gives a lot of us Mexicans a reason to not go to work. I'm real with you. I'll take that holiday any day because he got us a day off.
I had to work. It was busy today.
We party on.
I had to work too, but I mean, like, you know, my wife didn't have to work. Kids had to go to school.
Fucking all that shit. President's Day. Fucking girlfriend day. Fucking all that. All them days. Yeah. It's a party.
Yeah. When the toilet bowl was invented, party up.
Hell All right, man. We're getting close to. The sponsors, man. Let's give the sponsors a round of applause one time. Here we go. Joey.
Oh, man. Hey, we were just talking about this cat. Super Cuz, 1,000 milligrams moonshine. Summertime, he has the popsicles and the ice drinks. And right now, he has the mushroom punch, the regular moonshine, and the beer. You have to try the IPA beer he has. It's non-alcoholic. It's infused. Check it out. Season's here. The storm's coming. After that storm comes, hey, Simply Clean. They got will clean your gutters, do your solar panels, and have other quotes for you, too. Check them out. They do the surrounding 209 area. 209-227-0046. Check them out. Simply Clean. June the Goon. Check him out. He's the joint champion of the world. He has his own YouTube.
Round of applause to June the Goon.
Hell yeah. He's always in the comments. Hey, this guy turns up the parties. DM, he might turn up your party. He'll smoke it up with those big old torpedoes he got. Team No Spit. We got the color cones, the wood tips. They got the glue. They got the glass tips. They got
shout out Team No Spit.
They got what you need.
www.caligars.com or Caligars Now with two W's Instagram.
That's right. Space Rocks. That cat has everything. Your moon rocks, your gummies. He has it all. He wants some shrooms. You might have that too. DM him. He's at Valley Cure sometimes. All the time. Sometimes he's in the lounge. Hit him up. Last but not least, I Should Be Fired on YouTube. Check him out. California's Infused.
It's Cannabis Cuisine.
Cannabis Cuisine.
We actually just shot our his episode. It's coming out here in a couple days. We went and hit taco trucks, man. I got so full, bro.
Oh, man.
We went to a few taco trucks. We did some reviews. We did, you know, on the spot, man. So that's coming out pretty soon. So shout out to Christopher Shore and his whole team for putting on that. And that should be coming out here in a couple days.
Oh, man, you must have been plugged up that night.
Yeah, dude. I came home fat, went straight to
sleep. You know, I like. Yeah, I got a super burrito from the truck right here by the house. And you know what? That thing, I couldn't finish but fucking half of it, man. I can't eat like I used to. I used to fucking barf those things. And now I can't eat half of that.
I swear to God, I used to be able to order a burrito from the taco truck, right? Get the burrito, hop in the car, start my car, reverse, start leaving into the. And by the time I get to the edge to fucking turn out of the parking lot, my burrito's gone, bro. Burrito was gone. Now, bro, I can't even eat. You know what it is? It's a sour cream and cheese. I noticed that when I get a burrito supreme, I can't finish the whole thing, dude.
I can't finish.
But if I get a regular burrito, I can smack the whole shit.
Yeah.
Sour cream and cheese, bro. Gotta stay away from it.
Hell yeah. Do you get the I don't like the salsa shit, man.
I get the sauce, bro. What the fuck?
I get the jalapeno on the side.
The jalapenos.
Yeah.
The carrots.
Carrots, yeah. And the onions, yeah. I don't know what it is. My grandfather grew them. So growing up, he always ate them raw when he ate his sandwiches and stuff. So I can do that sometimes, but I'd rather have them pickled. But I don't know. Somewhere in the salsa, sometimes they drown. Sometimes they put too much, right? Come on, I mean, too much is too much. Yeah, I don't want my shit drowning. I want to taste the food too.
Right. Nah, it depends, man. Some of the flavors, man. I don't know. It depends. Some trucks, man, if they got a really good sauce, dude, like, damn, I want that sauce.
Los compadres, fool.
Yeah.
Los compadres.
That's where it's at on.
Well, I can't wait for this episode to come out. I mean, who doesn't like know where the good food trucks are at, dude? Especially right. Good burrito truck.
We stopped. We had a Bedia pizza. Oh, right? We had fucking queso tacos, bro.
You know what's a good Bedia pizza? Gulp Flea Market.
There's a taco truck out there.
Yeah, there's a taco truck out there, and they have a Bedia pizza. It's a green one right next to Sam's Chinese Food. Yeah, it's a small green one right there. It's huge, too. This fucking thing is huge.
Yeah.
It was a full
pizza.
Yeah, it came in a pizza box. It was crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? The Bedia thing is getting out of hand. I gotta say, I don't mind having Bedia tacos and all that, but not when they started doing the ramen thing. I don't know. We went to Pebble Beach this past season for the car show, and we found a place that had the Bedia ramen noodle. Our coworker, he had it and he was expecting, he said it was good, but it came with two tacos and a big old thing in the ramen, the Bedia ramen. It was, he filled them up, but he wasn't expecting it. He said it was really delicious. So, I mean, I guess.
Yeah, bro.
I don't know. I guess you can't knock it until you try it.
The taco truck is serving fucking spreads.
Imagine a spread
truck
With the Bedia juice.
Imagine a spread truck.
With the Bedia juice.
You imagine a spread truck?
Yeah.
Just serving spreads?
I can.
Serving everything out of plastic bags and shit.
Yeah.
Just give them hot water.
Make your ramen burrito.
Yeah. I'll give you all the ingredients outside. You can add your own shit. There'll be little chopped up cheeses, little chopped up fucking Slim Jims.
Los makes this fucking ramen burrito that I didn't think he could make, and that when he worked with us, he made this he had it down to where he unwrapped it, and that thing stood together like a fucking burrito. I couldn't believe it, dude.
I've never seen this.
I never seen a ramen burrito before. That was the first for me.
Yeah.
But yeah, that we had spread truck.
Shout out to everybody tapping in, man. Give yourselves a round of applause, man. We got stories tonight. We still got some shit.
On this fucking Monday.
Joey, yeah, we got some shit. You know, shit's been slow as far as stories go and shit, dude. It's all about Gypsy Rose and fucking 10-foot aliens. Cat Williams and shit.
What happened to the Epstein list?
Oh, and the Epstein list.
They're still dropping, but they're only telling us what they want us to see.
Yep. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Cause look, the Epstein list gets combed through before the public gets to see it. And I don't think that's right.
Yeah,
if you got enough money, you could pay for your name to fucking not be on there.
Yeah.
That's crazy, bro.
Yeah, that is fucked up.
That's what's going on here, bro. Yeah. I think fucking, like, if those
we need to get some of that bread.
They need to be put out to the public ASAP, bro. Don't be fucking taking bids on fucking whose names are getting off, bro, before you let the list out.
Yeah, let me do
like,
that.
Like, the whole shit is corrupt, bro.
Yeah. Fuckers. Well, again, this talking about some more cold shit.
Shout out to GB. He in the comments, man. Go check out GB. Go look up GB/double on Instagram. And go check out all his new music.
Hell yeah. How about this cold weather we're talking about?
It's supposed to freeze over, bro.
Chicago, all the Tesla cars. Well, what happens when your battery is cold here? Sometimes if your battery is a weak battery, it dies. Well, in Chicago, guess what? All the fucking Teslas died. Why? Because it's fucking freezing over there. It's freezing balls. It's so freezing that they got Teslas mounted up for they're just dead because the batteries died. Once that shit freezes inside, it's a wrap, dude. And those batteries, they're in the chassis. You just can't change a battery. They got to lift the whole goddamn shell up.
Speaking of cars and batteries, I seen a car fucking a battery explode this morning. Check this out.
Oh, yeah. Where was that at anyway?
This was right here, bro. This is
under the freeway.
Oh, shit.
I knew where that was. Under the
freeway, bro. Look. Look at this shit.
The shit happens when... Oh!
Look.
Oh! Ooh,
did you hear that
shit?
Yeah. That was it.
Yeah, that shit exploded.
That was the battery, the fucking...
And I was like, man, I was like...
Probably the carburetor.
I'm going to wait right here till this shit explodes because it looked like it was going to explode, and that motherfucker exploded, so...
Who did it with his mind.
Yeah, but yeah, that's what happened in Chicago, man. These motherfuckers, whoever, I mean, you know, these electric cars are garbage. A lot of people, they should do more research. Our coworker right now, he owned a little Volt. He, you know, after 10 years, and he was saying that right when it hit 10 years, the charging mechanism, that's it, it stopped.
Right, so check this out.
Done.
So this is what Tesla's doing, right? You could charge your battery, right? You could charge your shit up, right? But if you want to use your AC, it takes a percentage off of your battery, bro. Like, if you want to use whatever you use in your car, is going to take percentage. Bro, it's
yeah, because
fuck that. And how long does it take? 35 to 45 minutes to charge? Bro, I'm going to stick with gas.
You know what? It's funny is when I see these Teslas racing down the street, you know, racing down the freeway, going towards the bay. It's like, well, where do you stop at? Because you got to charge. You just waste up half your fucking battery trying to go 100 miles per hour. I mean, because our coworker said those electric cars, if you run your heater or your AC and the radio, he goes, you'd be surprised how much shit goes down, dude.
Pop said spread stands are up and running already. Jesus what? Christ.
Oh, we're
Jesus,
oh,
we're man. Already fucking slacking.
Where's this at?
Yeah, we gotta try this shit.
I love a good spread.
Shout out to Jose for tapping in right now. Give yourself a round of applause, dog.
Hell yeah. What's up, bro?
Yo, okay, fuck it. Joey wanted to talk about this. I told him no.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
But we going to... Barefooted.
California law. Is it against the law to drive your car barefooted?
No, bro. I think if you can use your big toe to hit that fucking to hit that gas, you're good, right?
I mean,
rednecks and hillbillies, baby.
It says in the handbook, do not drive recklessly. Does that mean with no shoes? Is that driving recklessly with no shoes? I don't know. It was just something we were floating around.
What's the purpose behind that? Like, you can't drive with no shoes.
Well, if you get pulled over.
For what, though? That shouldn't matter if I got shoes on or not when I'm driving my car. That shouldn't matter. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, it is.
That's like saying fucking you... You have to drive with the fucking belt on your pants. Like, that don't make no sense,
well,
bro.
I mean, I don't know.
It don't make no sense, bro.
I don't know. It was just funny how they said if it was. I mean, when I came across the story, I was like, what the fuck, dude? Because I wanted. And then that's when I thought about it. Well, is it illegal to drive with no. Because sometimes, summertime, if you got your flip flops on or your huaraches.
Huaraches all day.
And you want to take them off real quick, do you feel safe? Do you feel in control of that car with just driving with your big toe?
Bro. If it's a Tesla, it drives itself. Just saying, like, what's the big deal at this point, bro? Yeah, fuck yeah, bro.
I don't know.
My big toe's big, bro. My shit can. You know what I'm saying?
I'm surprised you even want
to
talk about
this. I mean, not to incriminate myself, but I've done it barefooted before.
Barefooted
before.
Look, when I picture people driving fucking barefooted, I think of fucking like. You seen that episode of Ren and Stimpy where his fucking shoe, where his fucking. Big toe just hits the gas pedal. That's all it is, though.
Okay, look, I'm not gonna lie to you right now. The only time you should be driving barefooted, and I'm gonna give you a good example, okay?
If you're drunk.
No.
As if you forgot your shoes.
If you go swimming and, you know, you're wet and you want to take off, whatever. I've done that before. I went swimming, whatever, and it was time to go. And I had to drive and it was kind of weird because... Driving with barefoot, it was kind of weird.
Can you imagine getting pulled over for having a brake light out? Oh, and you ain't got no shoes on?
Yeah, but it's not a ticket because it says there's no law against it. It just says do not, in the handbook, not to drive recklessly or.
Okay, so now this is where we get into laws and regulations and shit, dude. So is that a rule? Is that a statute?
No.
I think it's a suggestion.
It was asked if it was, and in the book it says no.
Okay, well, fuck them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It doesn't say blatantly no, but it just says not to cause or drive the car, the automobile recklessly.
Thug life.
So does that mean with no shoes? That's what I'm saying. But there's no guidelines on no, you can't drive with no. I mean, because I mean, you think about it.
What I said.
There's people out there that have disabilities. And the guy driving boxes on their fucking or his mechanism. Story's going so on
way longer than I expected.
Yeah, but I'm, but no, I, you know, unless you're going swimming, it's time to go. That should like really be the only time you drive barefooted. I'm just saying.
There's no reason to drive.
Look, yeah. Let me ask you this. Let me say this. It don't matter where I'm coming from. It don't matter why I am barefooted, bro. There shouldn't be, oh, you're coming from swimming? Okay, then you're good. No, rights are rights. Laws are laws, bro. And fucking,
tell them fuck off.
You can't, yeah, tell them fuck off, bro. You can't pick and choose. You can't pick and choose.
Piss when I off, wear, you bloody
when
yank.
When I wear my fucking shoes, man, fuck you.
Because there's people been cut pulled over. They they have high heels on with naked or fucking, or they have a woman's lingerie on.
And bro, because look, let me tell you, like, nice. I'll go out, right? Hang out and I'll fuck because I, bro, I'll go out to like Sonora and hang out with my fucking Sonora friends out there, right? And then we'll be kayaking and fishing.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Fucking wrestling hogs, right? And all that shit, right? Yeah. And I'll get, you know, I'm out there hillbilling it, bro. Yeah. And I'll fucking come right in the car and, you know, hit the next spot. Fuck the shoes. Yeah.
Come back from Comanche, Oakdale, Woodward. You know, like Ruben here says, I mean, like I said, unless you're coming from Knight's Ferry, unless you're coming from swimming, there shouldn't be no reason why you should be barefoot.
Yeah, he said coming back from Oakdale.
Yeah.
That's exactly fucking who you're going to find with no shoes on. Yeah. People coming back from Oakdale.
All right. Well, let's get. Well, if you're looking for socks and if you're barefooted, don't worry. Remember, when you go to Walmart or Target, you're gonna be there forever. When you press those fucking buttons. But now, if you look at it now, if you go, there's everything's behind glass now.
But let me tell you,
you got socks.
If you don't have shoes on, and you do end up getting arrested for being drunk or something, those county jails are. Those floors are nasty as fuck. You're gonna be thrown in the back of a cop car and you're gonna be walking there barefooted, bro. And then
they'll have some Crocs.
That's when you get Lyme disease.
They'll have Crocs for you,
right?
Yeah, they got those.
Yeah, made by fucking what's his name?
Rubbermaid.
Yeah, or what's his name?
Brother Ye.
From what's the fucking Will of the game that he played? The game, game host. Bob Barker made all the jail shit. Remember? Yeah. Oh, he got rich on that shit,
right.
Bro.
Did he? I didn't know that.
He invested in that. That's
yeah.
Right.
Bob Barker, bro. Bob Barker's name was on the bottom of all the jail shoes.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, the rubber ones.
The brown rubber ones.
After a few years, they start falling apart.
Hey, those was the first Crocs.
Yeah.
If you think about it, huh?
Yeah.
Motherfuckers.
But like I was saying... Don't you guys hate it when you guys go to Walmart or Target and everything's behind the goddamn glass now? Have you noticed that?
I mean, it don't come when you press the button.
I seen a chain, like a chain that you put on your pit bull's neck. I seen one of them going through laundry soap handles, bro. I'm like, shit.
Spam.
This is crazy.
Foodless Spam is locked up with a baby formula.
Bro, Spam is fucking.
Gold.
Spam is. I'll steal
right here. They got
steal some Spam.
Is that the first clone meat?
What, Spam?
I don't know, but that's just awesome, though.
He's
right here, down the street, they got the oysters, the sardines, and the Spam behind the counter.
And the Spam behind the counter.
Locked up.
I don't know about you, but when I go buy Spam, detergent.
You got to get Spam like cigarettes. Let me get 3 Spams.
So, but what sucks is if you got to go shopping, you got to go a little earlier because you got to wait 20 minutes for fucking detergent. Then you got to wait another 30 minutes for fucking what else you want, dude, because everything's getting locked up now. Right. You go there, and then they should do now is just it should be like a claw. I need this, and just have something. I mean, because there's no point in going to Walmart no more. I just rather maybe get curbside now when it comes to laundry detergent because you gotta wait fucking 20 minutes anyway.
I go to the laundromat, fool.
What you got by detergent? Oh, well, they have it there now.
I buy it at Costco.
Yeah, they don't have it. No, they got nothing behind glass over there.
Shout out to everybody.
They let us free.
Shout out to the loungers, man.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all making noise. If you guys are blazing, man, put it in the comments, man, what you smoking on, what you smoking in, and who you smoking with.
Man,
it's very important, even though Monique
heavy
ain't
in the
here,
lounge
she's,
up in here.
She's watching.
Oh. Watching.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. On this fucking Monday.
Yeah, on this. What else we got, Joey?
Oh, man. Shoot. I was. Always got stories.
Luis over there.
Like everything else is going up. So now everybody don't realize that the California pay rate is going up. So when that goes up, a lot of people understand that everything else goes up. When minimum wage goes up, that means prices of everything else goes up. That means you're going to get laid off because why? They don't have to pay you so many hours. So now when you were getting 6 hours, 7 hours, now as your pay went up, you're getting 4 hours now. People understand that was going to happen. I called it, and that was a lot of layoffs. So
they pay them more, but cut their hours.
Cut their hours because it's like now. I mean, why? Now that you're getting 8 out of 7 hours, we don't need you no more. Yeah.
Did you not see the kiosk that they put up in front where you have to order your own shit? Like, that's the way. That was already, bro, they were.
Yeah,
already,
they got one at 7-Eleven.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a kiosk now, 7-Eleven.
You go check your own stuff out. Yeah,
check yourself out.
I ain't tipping nobody.
Nope.
Tipping myself.
But I'm just saying, though, it's crazy because everybody knew what was going to happen. But, I mean, it hit everywhere, down to McDonald's, down to your favorite snacks at the store. Because why? Now they're paying the dude behind the counter $28 an hour.
And you got to look at it like, look at it like this, man. Look at the people, man, who went to fucking school, right? Went to college, did all the trade services, did everything, right? Yeah. Did everything to make $20 an hour, right? Now they're going to be right back at fucking minimum wage again.
Yeah.
Like, that's not fair to the motherfucker who struggled to get paid $20 an hour, bro.
Yeah.
Like, doing roofing and concrete work and real, like, real hard labor work, bro. A true
spit in the face, I see.
Yeah, that's a spit in the face, bro. I see. Know what I'm saying? Like,
I see.
Because now that just puts them right back at square one, bro.
Yeah.
Like, so I don't know if that's not fair, bro. I don't think that's fair.
Yeah, so that's what's happening right now because a lot of people are complaining about getting laid off, this and that. Well, I just got a raise. Well, that's what happened. These young kids don't understand. Right. Now that you're getting paid more, you're going to lose a few hours.
Ill Jokes wants to know, how would you feel if you lost your job to a robot? Come on.
That's like being left for another woman or something, dude. Right. Like, oh, man, how did that happen? You know what I mean? I don't know.
Hurt.
Yeah. Hurt. Like, what the fuck, dude? Like, what is this fucking...
But it's happening, though.
Bucket of bolts can do that I can't do.
I would be...
Keep going. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Keep going. You ain't got to pay them, bro. You just had to buy them one time.
Yeah.
And that's it, bro. Like, it's all about overhead, yeah, bro. They're eliminating overhead.
Yeah.
They haven't taught them how to cut grass and weed whack.
50 an hour? Fine.
Yeah.
We're going to find a way to eliminate you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And there's
train our robot.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. I mean, and there's other good things when it comes to robots and AI. We were just talking about this before we went on too, is the rapper DOC. They're using AI to hear his voice again. So what they're going to do is they're going to the computer is going to learn how he used to sound back in the day. He's going to rap. And he's going to come out sound like he did when he was before his voice. That's so right. Computers have like these programs that they will help.
Well, this ain't new though, because Jay-Z already has an album fucking generated by AI.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? But to have him to see hear his voice again,
yeah, it's going to be his voice. It's
yeah,
his voice.
Yeah, it'll be his voice. It'll be so badass.
Jay-Z did it already.
Jay-Z
already got an album out, bro, fucking generated by AI. You not hear what the fuck I'm saying?
Yeah, AI.
So he'll write a verse, run it through AI, and make it sound fucking better, bro. And then that's how they're doing it, right? Oh. And it's done with his voice and everything. So
he's cheating.
It's not, it's all cheating now, dog.
Yeah.
When they came out with fucking auto-tunes, that was cheating. Like, the people who do auto-tunes right now, listen to them without auto-tune.
Except for T.I.
Except for T.I.
T.I. did
except
that.
Except for T.I. I ain't gonna lie. Except for T.I.
Yeah, T.I. He did the thing with auto-tunes a few weeks ago. Phenomenal, dude. I mean, watch auto-tune? It. Yeah, no auto-tune, no.
He's actually been doing country music and all kinds of shit right now, right?
And he covered, what song he just covered, too?
I'm in love with a stripper.
Yeah. Oh, what was it?
See, Mary Lou in the comments said she lost her job because of overseas, right?
Yeah, that's been
it cheaper.
It's been having for a lot of years, though.
Mary Lou, put your Cash App in the comments. We'll have everybody Cash App you some money. Let's try to make this shit happen for Mary Lou.
That's been happening forever. My friend back in the day lost a job.
Yeah. Everybody Cash App Mary Lou a dollar or something.
Put the same. That's a story oldest time, dude. Like I said, my boy back in the day, he used to work for a company here in town. It was called Premdor. And
I remember that.
And the Japanese came down, bought the company out, and then
shut them down.
People that worked at Premdor or somewhere went to another door company.
I'm burning this bitch down.
So
burning this bitch down, bro.
So that's been happening forever. And it's sad too because you know, like I was fortunate. I was with a company that was sold, and the owner stood up for us. He was like, "Hey, I'll sell you guys this, but on one condition, you got to keep this dude and this dude because, you know, they have a lot going. They do a lot and they kept us. That was pretty cool.
They made a deal.
Yeah. But, you know, I didn't sell my soul. Yeah.
No, you didn't do it.
But it was cool because
we don't know that for sure, though.
Yeah, maybe because I'm having bad luck. Maybe that's what happened.
No, the dude.
Motherfuckers.
It wasn't your choice.
Those mother bitches. But no, it happens. So I mean, it just sucks. I hope you know you found something better because sometimes everything happens for a reason too. So I mean, It could be a blessing in disguise. Find something better.
Mary Lou don't have Cash App, just Venmo. Just Venmo and Apple Pay. Shoot it, man. Shoot that shit. Oh yeah.
I don't know and. A lot of birthdays are coming up now. It's January. I can't believe it's the 15th of January.
It's actually fucking Valentine's Day.
Coming next month.
So, guys, if you guys don't know what to do, right? Uh-oh. It's simple. Just wait till the last fucking minute.
Plan it now. I'm doing
it. Last minute. Walk into 7-Eleven and look. Right, whatever.
Don't buy the 7-Eleven roses, damn it, with the big old bubble. Don't do that.
Don't do that, right? Don't stop at the motherfucking.
Those are cool.
No, they're not, dude. For a teacher, maybe.
Don't stop at the fucking. Do you stop at the guys you're selling them at the corner?
If they have badass flowers, yes. Because here on the east side of town, the guys, flower guy's been there forever, right there on Filbert and
forever.
And he has some badass flowers. Forever.
We ain't there yet. We still got a whole month, guys.
So. Yeah, but still, plan it now. My anniversary is on Valentine's Day.
Start saving up for those flowers now.
I'm telling you now, if you want any good tips, real quick, let me let you real quick.
He said, I know how to make a good spaghetti.
Do it weekend before or after Valentine's Day. Don't ever do it on Valentine's Day. Because it's a 3-hour wait sometimes, no matter where you go. We always do the weekend prior, and then we do something nice on our anniversary. I'll get her something nice.
Is there a way that you can do a cheap Valentine's?
See's candy.
He said see's candy.
Yeah,
see's candy.
That I mean, like, you can't go wrong with chocolate. You can't go wrong with chocolate, dude. I have this heart. Years ago, I bought my wife. It's a heart candy box. And every year you take it back, the refill for you for a certain price. So I get all white. Oh, yeah. So I get all.
So you just keep getting the refills.
Refills. So what I do is get nothing but white chocolate. Boom. It's done. Some flowers. Hey, nice dinner.
White chocolate. Yeah,
white chocolate. You got to know what your wife likes, what he likes. I mean, one time I fucked up, though. I got her the wrong candy. You know what I mean? Like, one time she said she liked Almond Roca, and I got her a bunch of Almond Roca. It was all bad, dude. Just you know, I gotta remember.
White chocolate.
No. You gotta remember. Just because they say likes, it doesn't mean they really like. You gotta wait till they say it's their favorite. Right. Then you get that, dude. So I fucked up one time. So
I just fuck up.
Yeah, but yeah, it's coming up, you guys. I say just plan it now. My advice.
Shout out to everybody, man. We appreciate you tapping in on this Monday. It is Monday, right?
Monday, it's Monday. The 15th. Yeah. It's already fucking. This month's gone.
Shout out to the loungers, man.
It's fucking gone, bro.
Yo, man, Monique ain't in, but she's there in the comments, man, so she's still here with us. She's busy, man. She's busy, busy working.
When you get busy like that, you gotta be careful. You gotta stretch yourself out, burn out. Gotta take it easy.
We have anything coming up, man? What you got, Joey? You got it?
Oh man, you know, like I said, there's a lot of birthdays, a lot of January babies out there, and you know, I mean, like I said, holidays are coming up. Nothing's really going on, eh? The storms are coming, batting down the hatches. Right. You need your gutters clean, all that shit. You gotta hit up Simply Clean, because that storm's gonna be coming down, bringing all the leftover shit coming down from the trees.
Maybe next Friday we'll go over things that you need to prepare for a fucking storm like this.
Yeah, I mean, because you know,
you did it last time. It was send your girlfriend out to go check. Remember?
Yeah.
Man, that's right.
Yeah, because your plants can't freeze. You gotta bring your plants in. You know what I mean?
You know, I've seen videos, bro, of fucking antifreeze freezing and shit. It's getting so cold places. Yeah. Like, this shit's crazy.
Weather patterns changing.
See. We'll see, man. The poles have shifted.
Yeah. So, and then you never know. We have Friday comes up. We have my lot of stories to talk about. So, you know what I mean? Other than that, no, it's not really.
Well, it's barely.
We're middle of winter.
2-3 weeks? Two. Into 2024, and it's already been crazy as hell.
Yeah.
Right. We got, bro, as soon as it's still January, we got fucking alien invasions and fucking gypsy roses out, all can't sleep because she gonna kill again. And
Cat Williams flipping out.
Cat Williams. Well, yeah. Cat Williams fucking.
Didn't Kobe die in January? February?
I'm not sure.
You trying to correlate some shit, huh?
Well, he is a conspiracy. He is our conspiracy theorist.
Might be some rituals going on. Rituals going on.
Be on the lookout for those, huh?
Yeah.
Watch your mama. Shit. Yeah.
And not only that, January is a perfect time. If you're going to start, you know, farmers out there, you're going to start growing the good stuff. It's a good time to start preparing, buying your seeds ready, getting your good fertilizer, getting all your good nutrients ready, because... Hey,
that's right. The season's here.
Season's getting close. This is the Smoker's Lounge. We always like to know what you smoke, and maybe something you're going to grow next season that's maybe exotic or you never grown or I never tried. Need some tips or something. You never know. Hit us up. We'll see what the next, you know, coming up episodes.
Yeah, see what we got. See if we can help you out. If we can get half of that.
Hell yeah. No. A taste of it.
Let me get a doctor.
Joey, where they finding you, bro?
Fat Joe to you. All day.
All right. Luis.
Donyo from Smoker's Lounge.
Donyo from Smoker's Lounge. Make sure you're checking him out on Instagram, right?
Instagram.
I am official Smoker's Lounge podcast on Instagram. Smoker's Lounge podcast on all streaming platforms. If you'd like to check us out on television, is in Stanislaus County, MyTV26. Shout out to them for always playing us after the scary movies on Saturday.
And the soft porn.
Yeah, soft porn. The squiggly lines still.
I think that's after.
Right?
After.
Shout out to all the loungers for constantly fucking with us, man. We see Jose, Monique, Marty Lou in the comments, Ill Jokes.
Ruben,
fucking GB, Art, the Joint Master, fucking. We appreciate everybody tapping in. We'll be live again Friday night. Smokers Lounge Podcast. We out this bitch.
Up this morning, I need me an ounce. Then I had to make the call to Smoker's Lounge. City said, slide through, we blowing a pound. I said, I'm on my way now, what's going down? Then I pulled up, shit was way too loud. Zigzags everywhere, ain't no backing out. So high up in the sky, ain't no coming down. That's how I feel when you come to the Smoker's Lounge.
1 joint, 2 joint, 3 joint, 4. I can't get enough, I need to roast them all. 1 joint, 2 joint, 3 joint, 4. I can't get enough, I need to roast them all.
At the Smoker's Lounge.
Roll up, get high.
At the Smoker's Lounge.
Get high, roll up.
At the Smoker's Lounge.
Roll up, get high.
At the Smoker's Lounge.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.